the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk. I'm with Bob Bass, Director of the National Operations Center for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. And NASA's soon going to be in the field conducting several official year-end surveys. And Bob's going to tell us about those. What are those surveys coming up, Bob?
You're exactly right. As we finish up the harvest of our spring planted crops this year, we've had a lot of diversity as far as growing conditions across the country. Some have experienced better condition than others. Anyway, it's important that we get a very good handle on the final production, and that includes the actual harvested acreage, the final yield, which gives us the final production. But in conjunction with that, we also are interested in what kind of stocks of grain are stored on farms, because that's part of the potential supply. So the last week of November, we're going to be mailing out our December 1 agricultural survey. About 73,000 scientifically selected farm and ranch operations that are going to represent the 2.2 million farms. That's why it's so important that we get an accurate and timely response from every one of those selected samples. We're going to farmers mail to farmers. They have a chance to fill it out. They can report on the online. They can fax it in. If we don't get a response, we'll try to telephone them. And in a lot of cases, if we don't haven't heard from them by then, we'll send someone out to visit them, because each response is so important to the overall accuracy of the survey.
It's certainly been a crazy year as far as the monthly reports. It seemed to change a lot, but it's really hard to tell from one month to the next when we've had a year like this, isn't it?
It certainly is, and weather conditions change from month to month, and insect pressures and disease pressures, everything comes into play. So that's why we do the monthly crop report, to measure where the crop is, forecast to produce month to month. And tomorrow's forecast will be out at 8:30 Eastern time for the November crop report, and it'll give an updated indication of corn and cotton and soybean production and a lot of other commodities that are important to growers.
Now, you talked about the time. We've got a change coming up here as far as the time release for some of the reports. Tell us about that.
That's exactly right. After January 1, the crop statistics reports and the associated products with crops, which have been previously released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, they're going to all be released starting in January at noon Eastern time. And that's at the request of data users across the country and the world. It's global economy now. In the trading of commodities, and everybody thought that noon would be a better time in order for people to get access to the information, digest it, understand what it says, and then be able to be on the same level playing field across the country. The livestock reports that have been at 3 p.m., they're not changing, so they're going to continue to be at 3 p.m. So in January, we'll start noon Eastern for the crop and crop-related products releases.
Is this the first time the times ever changed with the release dates for the different products?
It is not. And I'm not familiar with the exact year, but everything used to be at 3 p.m. Eastern. And several years ago, many years ago, just the crop and the crop products statistics reports were moved to 8:30 so that a lot of the traders could come in and see the report and then trade that day. But anymore, our trading is nonstop. And so noon Eastern is the time that data users seem to agree would be the most beneficial to everybody, not only in the U.S., but around the world.
All right, very good. Here at NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.